Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Major changes come into effect from today for rail users, particularly in the Dublin area, but also beyond, with the introduction of the Dublin Commuter Zone. And this is going to replace the Short Hop Zone. It'll extend significantly further than that Short Hop Zone area, and it's going to be broken down into Dublin City 1, and then you'll have Zones 2, 3, 4 based on the distance from the city centre. But also, aside from that, there's going to be changes to fares. And this means that the e-purse leap cards are going to be valid over a wider area and also include the Northern Commuter Zone as well, and to the Dublin City Zones. Conor Reedy is with us on the line. Conor is People Before Profit Councillor in Ballymun and Finglas. So we've got some changes. Some fares and routes are going to be cheaper for some commuters, Conor, as of today. But why not go a step further and perhaps look at the introduction of free public transport on a trial period?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, so this is an argument that we've made now for a number of years, that if you really want to get people out of cars, if you really want to make a difference in terms of emissions and affordability, making public transport free is the way to go. If you look, Luxembourg as a state has made all public transport free. If you look at Tallinn in Estonia, public transport is free in that city since 2013. And actually, utilisation of public transport over private cars has reduced dramatically within Tallinn. I think 14% is in the first 2 years. Look, it's great to see this expansion of the commuter zone, the Dublin area, but people will pay more in some places too. Like, you look at Balbriggan, I haven't had a complete look at the new plans or proposals yet, but I know 90 cent increase is what you'll see in each journey to and from town if you're in Balbriggan under the new proposal. So I think it falls a bit short of where we need to be moving in terms of direction of travel. The introduction of reduced fares during the cost of living crisis is a good step forward, something that we actually welcomed. But again, we think we need to go a bit further. It's affordable too, relatively anyway. We cost it last year in our alternative budget, and it came in at about 640 million, I think, to make all public transport free across Ireland. But of course, you don't want to stop there. You also need to improve transport so the bus arrives when it's supposed to, so you can get reliably from place to place, no matter where you are in the country. And that has to come alongside any change in fares as well, that investment in infrastructure and service.
I'm a regular public transport user. I'm probably on Dublin bus at a minimum, Conor, once a day. I don't mind paying for my bus. I just like the bus to come on time and actually arrive when it says it's going to arrive. Like, simple as that.
Yeah. No, it's a huge issue. It's something that's actually plagued my own local area. We had big issues with private buses provided by Go Ahead, the N6 and the N2, that have improved slightly. But yeah, it affects people getting to work, to school, care responsibilities. Reliability is really, really important, but it's not an either or. I think if you want even more people on the bus and out of cars, making fares free or cheaper is the way to go. And at the moment, the government haven't shown a commitment to keeping those reduced fares that came in about 2 years ago. So now it costs you €2 as opposed to three something to take the bus. And I think that was a really progressive step, something that a lot of people have benefited from and welcomed and now kind of expect to some degree. So I think we need to learn from the success of that scheme and go further again. And I think it'd be welcomed by a lot of people who use the bus. I use the bus every day, and I think I'd certainly welcome it, and a lot of people I know would too.
Conor Marshall is a committee member of the Dublin Commuters Group. Conor's with us on the line. Will reduced fares entice more people to use public transport, Gary?
It's definitely a factor, and I think Conor makes a good point about it's not an either or. It's about what are all the things that will encourage more people to use public transport. That's frequency, reliability, connectivity, journey times, and cost can play an impact. And particularly when we look outside of Dublin and look nationally, the train fares between cities are quite expensive. If you have a family of four, it's really difficult decision to decide to use a train from an extreme example of Dublin to Letterkenny versus driving. So I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit that the government should tackle there in terms of reducing fares, where it's really pushing people off.
You probably know better than I do. The new commuter changes that have been announced from today, Gary, is it just for Irish Rail users, or will it apply to other modes of public transport too?
Oh, it's multimodal. So they're actually getting rid of those kind of tickets for, you know, just rail or just Lewis or just bus, and they're bringing in tickets that are multimodal. So they're pushing towards an idea of hop on, hop off. So, you know, you get on a bus for part of your journey and then a train to finish it off, or vice versa. So it's moving towards a kind of anything or multimodal approach. So it is a great benefit. It's we do support it. Unfortunately, there are some people that end up with an increase, as Connor said, people in Balbriggan or Skerries are going to be
pushed into Zone 2. Which seems ridiculous, though, because they're the people that we're encouraging to leave their cars at home and to get on public transport where they are well serviced by the likes of the Dart or other modes of transport. And we're trying to entice those people living in Skerries and Balbriggan to come in on the bus or the rail every day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people can, you know, government can maybe say, oh, well, it's only like 50 cent or 90 cent, whatever. But I think we have to think about the psychological impact. When you're a young person, are you thinking long term, do I need to buy a car because that's the only way to get around reliably? Or can I go, you know, public transport, it serves me well. I can always depend on it and it's cheap. So I think we should think of it more rather than the actual amounts and more the psychological impact. As Connor said, cities that say we are going to make this free, we want people to use it, we're investing, this is the direction to go in. So I think that's something we support. And in terms of the zonal tickets you mentioned, one aspect which we're not really comfortable with is the tax saver ticket. So those tickets you mentioned, for example, you could buy an annual ticket for zone one for all modes for €960. That works out about like less than €20 per week. But if you get your employer to buy your ticket, you can save on your taxes. But that benefits people on higher incomes rather than lower incomes. So a person on the highest tax rate would only be paying less than €9 a week with that tax saver ticket, whereas someone on a lower income would be paying closer to €14. So we think the government are making these steps to subsidize fares, but they're doing it in a way that's benefiting people who actually have the most disposable cash to pay for higher fares.
Well, so I suppose it depends how you look at the debate, whether it's around, you know, financial fairness for people, or is it an environmental conversation where regardless of what you take home each week, we're enticing you to leave the car at home. This listener says, with regards to the changes from today, the extra fares have gone up from Salons in Kildare and has made me just drive now starting from today. Making it more expensive is ridiculous. It's now cheaper for me to drive, says this listener.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely don't want anyone paying more. I think it's the wrong direction to be going in. It's fair enough they're extending the services, but I don't think this idea of, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul really works out, because rather than having a great news story about saying fares are reducing, this is what we support, you have this muddled story of people going, oh, yeah, but my fare's going up, actually. So it actually kind of ruins the psychological impact of sending a message to people that, like, we want to encourage people to use public transport.
Cleone is with me or joining us in Rathmines in Dublin today. How are you affected by this, Cleona?
Well, I have to say, Andrea, I don't like to say this on the air, I'm one of those people who can actually avail of free transport.
Right.
Without saying so much. I should say, sorry, too much. However, there are a couple of things I would like to mention. First of all, I think give it a try would be my attitude, and see how it goes for a limited time. But a couple of points I'd like to make. One is, your last speaker there mentioned connectivity. And even in the Dublin area, it's very bad. I wish to go from Rathmines down to Sandymount or Ringsend. There is no connection other than one bus, which used to be called the ghost bus. And that was because you never really knew when it was going to turn up. It was kind of a surprise. And I think, you know, when CIE is just thinking about free travel and what have you, they also should be thinking a little bit outside the box, because, you know, occasionally you have to go into town to come out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing I'd like to say, Andrea, sorry, always get to have a croak in the voice. I would love to see conductors back again. Now, I know it would mean double, you know, whatever, employment for people on the bus. But I think it must be very stressful for drivers to be looking after, you know, people coming in, taking their fares, tickets, whatever. And it would also help a lot in security. You know, whether the
presence of somebody there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whether the transport is free or not, we really, and I know there is security, particularly on the Dart and sometimes on the Lewis, but buses included, particularly late at night or after various events, I think bring back the conductor. That would have a dual purpose.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Checking on fares and on making people behave.
There's a,
okay.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point. Denise has texted in to say, will making public transport free make it more reliable? I think not. Nothing to say that's going to be the case at all. Listener has got in touch to tell me that their daughter and son-in-law live in Balbriggan and work in Dublin City Centre. Their train fare is up by 25% as of this morning. This is despite the fact that Balbriggan has experienced a massive growth burst in population and more to come. How is this encouraging anybody not to drive? Melanie May is a travel writer, also a commuter. Melanie, I mean, you travel quite a lot for work across Europe. You see how other European cities manage to do this.
And I think even just listening to everybody talking today, it's really interesting the language that we're using around it about encouraging people to leave the car at home, and we're looking at this from a commuter perspective. And I think that really isn't making it accessible. Like, it should be for everybody. We shouldn't be just talking about commuters. We should be talking about communities. Because what I see when I travel is that public transport is there to link communities together. And it's not just about getting people into the cities. You know, it's about getting people to their neighbours, and it's not just thinking about workers that need to get somewhere, and it's not just about reducing emissions. It's a service first for the communities and the people, and then you have to look at everything else. And this idea of getting people out of their cars, you know, to use more public transport. I mean, Irish people have such a high car ownership and big embedded car culture that it's going to be very difficult to do that when they've just spent an absolute fortune on the car as well, because of how high prices are here. But the people that use the buses are the ones that don't have the cars. They're the ones that we should be looking at as well. They're the ones that are really struggling, and they're the ones that actually need the accessibility in terms of frequency, in terms of lower cost. Like, I've been to countries, yes, where there is free public transport. And as mentioned earlier, the uptake has been incredible. And it just makes you want to explore more. And it's such a slice of local life. I travel everywhere by bus, apart from here in Ireland, because I live in Blessington. And I have to go into town for work. My work starts at 7 a.m. and there's no bus to get me in there on time. So I'm stuck in a car that I don't want to be in.
Yeah. And yet you were right on the suburbs, you know, in terms of close proximity to Dublin City Centre. You should be able to rely, Melanie, on public transport.
Absolutely. And with all my travel as well, I cannot get to the airport from where I am. I have to go and I have to pay the parking. And from Dublin City Airport, the last time I tried to get back to Blessington, which isn't that far out of Dublin City, took me 4.5 hours. And I think I used nearly every single
transport. Lachlan Gallagher is the chair of the Galway Commuters Coalition. What's the consensus in Galway about this?
Look, we'd have a very different idea of what the purpose of public transport is out here. Our city is choked in congestion. There's, you know, cars everywhere, and the city is a gridlock. Twice a day, every day, no one's able to go anywhere for hours. And for us, it is about moving people out of cars. And the evidence that we've seen doesn't suggest that lowering fares any further would do that. Fares in Galway are €1.35 for an adult or 65 cents for a child. That is extremely affordable. And from a national scale, we raise about 500 million, about €500 million every year in fare revenue. The NDA does. That builds a Lewis every 4 years. Galway would love one of those.
Yeah.
Or a bus lane. Or, you know, it builds a bike network that means people can get around safely, that six-year-olds don't need to die getting hit by trucks, that sort of thing. You know, so the idea that we could make it free is a very, I think, sort of Dublin-centric idea that, sure, the bus is already great, it just needs to a few little things to get it going. But in fact, in Galway, getting people out of their cars is how we make the bus great. You know, and we can't lower fares that much further. We need investment in bus lanes, we need investment in light rail, We need commuter networks on the railway. There's a single line between Port Arlington and Galway. When Gary said earlier that the intercity rail fares are too high, I get the bus or the train to Galway at Dublin all the time. It's jammed. It's full to the brim. Everyone's sitting on the floor and it's full the whole way. You know, what we need is that 500 million quid a year. If that doubled the line to Port Arlington, we could run 10 times more services.
Yeah, it would be absolutely game-changing for people in Galway. There's no doubt about that. Conor, just on the point about the increased fares that's been mentioned by some of our listeners, and I read one example there of listener talking about their daughter and son-in-law in Balbriggan and the fact that their fares have now increased by 25% as of this morning. Is there anything that can be done about that?
Well, in the immediate sense, I think we could all just voice our opinions to the NTA on this new proposal. I think like there'll be a lot of people that agree with the listener there a second ago. Like that 25% increase racks up over time. And I don't buy this argument either to say the second ago that the additional 500 million every year in fare revenue could build another Lewis. Like investment from general taxation could build another Lewis for Galway or could build one for Cork. I think we have to stop seeing these things as either ors. Public transport is a public good and it's worthy of investment. Like there's a lot of investment that goes into new roads, particularly under this new right-wing government. There's a lot of plans to expand the road network. Those investment decisions could be deferred and investment could be placed in building a double line from Port Arlington to Galway or giving Cork a Lewis or expanding a network around the Dublin commuter belt. All of these things, there's choices and there's better ways to fund services than I think opting to continue with fares and fare increases.
Okay. TJ and Cork says public transport should not expect to be in profit. Your profit is the fact you've less cars on the road. Perhaps that might create a more civilised way of city life. Steve has got in touch to say one of the largest barriers to public transport adaptation is just down to reliability. Ghost buses. Very, very late buses all of the time. Connor Reddy, I should say, People Before Profit Councillor in Dublin. Gary Marshall, Lachlan Gallagher, Melanie May, Cleona in Dublin. Thanks a million to you all for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.